Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, here we sit again, another day, another time, to be able to study the Word of the living God. I love it that you were so conscious to be able to provide something that would give us a guide as to who you are and what you're like and what your son Jesus is like, what he did while he was on the earth, the idea of coming and dying for our salvation so that we could be with you forever one day. I ask you, Lord, to bless each person that's doing this study with me. And as we go through this book of Galatians, we ask that you would reveal the truth to us by your Holy Spirit and empower us to be able to live according to that truth. We'll give you thanks for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Glory in the Cross. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. As Paul the Apostle concludes his words to the church members in Galatia, we find him giving last-minute directions and thoughts about the way to be with one another and the motives for their conduct. He has told them once again to be careful with the Judaizers who love to persuade people to follow their rules just so they can glory in the flesh. In chapter 6 and verse 14 of the book of Galatians, we see where Paul the Apostle placed his glory. He wrote, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Paul begins, "but God forbid," which means perish the thought or don't even think about it. Paul wanted his reader to not even give the opportunity for any other idea than the one he is about to mention. He continued, "that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul was sure to let the Galatians know that he would have nothing other than the cross of Jesus Christ to receive credit for his salvation. Paul knew it is the wonderful gospel of grace and not about works, keeping of traditions or rituals, but only by Jesus dying for his sins that he would ever be saved. This alludes to the greatest flaw in the Judaizers' teaching. If a person were to attempt to keep the law of God, no matter how close they might come, they would always be short of perfection. At best, they would achieve self-righteousness. And self-righteousness will never be enough for salvation. Paul leans his faith upon the completed work of our, notice the inclusion of everyone, Jesus Christ upon the cross, who came and died for the sins of the world. And those who believe in, trust in, rely upon, and cling to him will be saved. All other glorying is vain. Paul adds, "by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." When Paul aligned himself with the cross of Christ, the worldly ways became as dead unto him. The world had nothing for him now, and he had nothing in the world to rely upon for salvation. The fleshly ways were put to death, and knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord was now preeminent and most important. There were no amount of works, no amount of behaviors, rituals, or traditions that could save Paul. And those who trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord should feel the same way. We are free from the world and its obligations for salvation. The cross of Jesus Christ has the affection of our glory now. Are the ways of the world dead unto us? Have they been crucified on the cross with Christ? Do we tend to rely upon fleshly means to find ourselves in favor with God? Perhaps in our meditation time today, we will consider where we place our glory and our credit. Is it the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or is it other ways, ideas, functions, or traditions? May our conclusion be, to God be the glory for the things he has done. Next time, we will see the lack of benefit to circumcision. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.